work behind those gray walls. And you walk in, and it's going to be the new plant that will set up other new plants in other areas of the country. Another year, 2 years, they'll be building new General Motors plants. This is going to be sort of a model plant. And they're going to keep increasing the other ones so they can increase more automobiles without increasing the workers. As you walk into this plant, you have these air conditioned cooling systems, beautiful dining, air conditioned dining rooms. You can drink your coffee out in the foyer with the beautiful sunshade. And a year ago, after it was just opened out, the workers went out on strike. I don't think it was the air conditioning. Something was wrong anyway. This year, General Motors comes out about a week and a half ago with a contract. Well, it must have been about 15 pages. Much better than the conditions we had. Beautiful manila envelope, plus a 15-cent stamp. And the workers took a 99.5 strike against the contract. The biggest General Motors strike force we had. Usually been in 97, 98. Though we were in a model changeover, we had 1,000 men laid off. That meant we had 2,589 people working. And out of that 2,589, there were 29 no's and 2,560 votes for yes. So, going back to automation, right immediately after the war, Ford started automating his blocks, and where long blocks come in, they were chopped off, and the big machines begin to drill a hole, various holes, tappets, pistons, for your plug, separate shaking, reefed out, and all you have to do is put in the part. Laid off quite a few hundred workers. Well, it continued to grow, and automobiles began to bounce by the millions, without increasing not much to the auto industry as work power goes. Now, in this new plant, the workers took it wasn't the idea. They were fighting two things. Security, job security, plus speed up. These are the two main issues. Worry about the new machines coming in. This is the model plant. And General Motors talking about 10 million cars a year without increasing the manpower. Now they're going to think of building these bodies, well, that is American Motors is doing. But they've got something bigger than cybernation. They have it already on the draft board, that they can build a whole automobile with a handful of people. That'll make the mining industry look like peanuts. No, we're not joking. And this is what the workers are afraid of. So if the atom bomb doesn't get us, it's either going to be the speed up General Motors. Either General Motors or another industry which will continue this automation, cybernation, and what. Either the speed up will kill us, or this new cybernation deal.